Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Okay, so this has been released. 5 ways that you're eating Italian food wrong.
Ooh.
Now, one
and
of my...
How many of these have to do with spaghetti?
Well, yeah, there you go. So speaking of spaghetti, my brother-in-law, actually he's my ex-brother-in-law, but once you marry into our family, you just kind of always stay in it.
Because y'all like people?
Yeah. So his family is Italian.
Okay.
And so the first time he saw me eating my spaghetti with meatballs, and I cut my spaghetti and I cut my meatball, I mean, you would have thought the world was coming to an end. I mean, it was like, you don't cut your spaghetti. Yes, Trisha cuts her spaghetti. So I learned early on that you're not supposed to do that. That's not the right way to do it.
When I was a little kid, I would take my fork and I would chop all the spaghetti up into tiny little pieces and then eat it like that. Not now, but that's how I used to do it.
Yeah, apparently you're supposed to roll your pasta.
I'm a twirler.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's too messy for me. Takes too much time, too. So, number one, eating garlic bread with pasta or as an appetizer. So you're doing that wrong. It's an Olive Garden thing, not really an Italian thing.
I would say that Americans have no clue how most cultural things exist. We just do them the way we like them.
Ordering stuffed crust pizza. It's the clearest example of why American pizza isn't as real pizza in Italy. And in general, more than 3 toppings is a no-no.
Yeah.
So there is no supreme. Adding extra Parmesan after your food's been served. If you did it in Italy, it might be seen as an insult to the chef. I didn't know that. Overcooking your pasta. It's supposed to be served a little al dente.
A little bit of
firmness. I struggle with that. I know that... They say on the box, it tells you how many minutes to cook it.
It doesn't work for me.
I don't pay attention to that, and I end up cooking it too long. So mine's really, 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 really done. We had spaghetti last night.
Do you know how you can test your noodles?
Throw it against the wall?
Yes.
And if it sticks, then it's done?
Yes.
So if you cook it too long, does it not stick anymore? Mine usually sticks when I do that.
There used to be a place on my wall that had just this weird slimy spot.
Yeah. Because I would do. Yes.
Yeah, Donna broke me of that. She said, just take a little piece out and test it. She said, quit throwing stuff against our wall. What is wrong with you?
So no, I'm fully supportive of throwing it against the wall.
Okay.
One piece, not like a bunch of it.
A handful. But do you clean it off after?
Sometimes.
But what I'm saying is you don't have a big slimy spot on your wall permanently from spaghetti, right?
No, and I haven't done that.
Because
in years,
I did, and she said, if you're going to do that, you have to clean. So there was
okay.
A disconnect.
Yes, okay.
Brian didn't clean up after himself, and yeah, that was the problem.
So the last one is what I've already talked about, cutting your spaghetti up into pieces. It's not the Italian way to do it, and some would argue it's not the adult way to do it either.
I'm a twirler.
Is my brother-in-law, like, he one that was talking about this?
I don't cut the meatball unless it's a meatball that's, like, so big, there's no way you could even fit it in a human
mouth.
Well,
with him, there's only one way to make a meatball, too. And it's the family's recipe. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that is, but there's a right way, and there's his way, the right way. You know, like, I mean, I was like, I don't need meatballs. Just give me some marinara sauce, but, yeah. It was all in good humor. It was not, well, for me it was. I mean, he was very serious. Like, you got to do this.
He got all up in his feels about
it. Like, oh,
this
well,
is not cool.
I'm eating it no matter what.
Mom twirls hers on a spoon. She puts a spoon down, puts the fork into the pasta, and then twirls it against
that. I think that might be the real way to do it.
I don't use the spoon.